Soup, nothing seeds.
Yeah, that's the most fractured butterfly I ever saw. Look.
Yeah, it's really chewed up. Looks like there was acid in the gas or something. Why don't we go show my dad?
Okay.
Nope.
You want another club, mister?
No, thank you, Katie.
Why don't you pretend you want another club so I can hand you something once in a while?
Okay. Now, let's see. The next hole is a 3-par. I think I'll take the 3-wood.
Huh?
Just this wood here with the 3 on it.
So I'll take off its hat?
Oh, yeah, take off its hat.
Okay.
Ball would go farther that way, wouldn't you? Now, let's see.
Hey. No, you don't.
No, we're just practicing. I've no ball.
Yeah, but you could do a whole lot of damage with just that stick. Now, I warn you. One busted article in this room, and I go back to Mother.
Then you better give me my putter again, Caddy.
Hey, Dad, you want to see a real fouled-up carburetor?
Well, not particularly. Hi, Hank.
Hi, Mr. I shake hands with you, only I've got a sort of a sprained finger from helping my mother carry out the trash.
Oh, I'm sorry you sprained your finger. We'll have to shake hands some other time.
Hey, Dad, take a look at this butterfly.
Man, what'd you do, drop something in there? Butterfly doesn't look like that after normal use.
I don't see any butterfly.
I knew he was going to say that.
You see, this thing that moves when I do this, Chip, that's called the butterfly. And before you ask me why, I don't know.
Sure is a wreck, huh, Mr. Douglas?
Yeah,
in fact, there's no point in even putting it back, wouldn't you say, Dad?
Yeah, I'd say. I suppose you have a solution.
Well, no. Oh, except a Ginsey McIntyre has a real neat two-throat job I could have for only $17.
For only $17? Now, look, Rob.
Oh, he didn't expect you to pay for it, Mr. Douglas. We got a thing sort of figured out.
Oh, a thing?
Yeah. Now, Hank thinks he can get me a job caddying for one of the big pros at the tournament tomorrow.
Get me a job, too. I'll caddy for a little pro.
Hank, do you really think you can get Rob a job caddying in a tournament that important?
Well, sure, Mr. Douglas. The caddy master likes me. Besides, my dad's president of the board. Yeah, Hank's going to caddy tomorrow, too, Dad. And so he can show me all the stuff about how to hand the clubs to the big pros and stuff like that.
There's nothing to it. All you got to do is say nice ball once in a while and tell him I respect their judgment when it comes to distance.
Well, that's a good way to make some money.
Out! Come on, you two, out of here.
We're showing this carburetor today.
Get your greasy carcass out of my house. And that goes for your filthy friend.
They were just showing me the butterfly.
I don't care if they're showing you the cuckoo. Get out of here. Out.
Uh-oh. Last of the angry golfers.
I've got a complaint.
What is it, Mr. Donegan?
This man's incompetent. I don't want him to caddy for me anymore. I just shot the worst practice round of my whole career.
You shot it, I didn't.
It was your fault. He talks too much and he's got a silly giggle.
Check me out, Louie. I don't want to work for him anymore.
Just like these small-town clubs always giving you the bottom of the grab bag when it comes to caddies. Get me a good boy, Louie.
Just because he hasn't won a tournament in 6 months, he takes it out on me.
Any volunteers? Oh, come on, guys. Somebody better volunteer. We can't have Danny Donegan carrying his own bag.
Caddy for him? I'd rather go to work.
Hi, Louie.
Hello, Hank. I've got you Taylor Thompson's bag for tomorrow.
Hey, thanks a lot. This is Robbie Douglas. He's a real neat caddy.
Hi, Douglas. But I'm afraid you're a little too late to... Wait a minute. Maybe we're not at that. Have you ever caddied before?
Oh, well...
Ever hear of Danny Donegan?
Oh, sure. He won the PGA a few years ago. He's one of the best in the country.
Well, you seem to know your golf all right. And you look like a good, strong boy. How would you like to caddy for Donegan?
No kidding. You mean it?
Sure he means it.
Well, thanks a lot, sir. I'll never forget it.
That's for sure.
Never mind those guys. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Boy, it's a good thing your dad's president of the board.
Yeah, he's got more pull than I thought. You want them all?
Yeah, sure.
Come on.
Well, that was a real nice shot, Mr. Donegan. Now, what club would you like for your second shot?
I'll take a 3-wood.
Where'd you ever hear of a 3-wood?
I've been around.
You know, Bub, I still can't understand how Rob got a job caddying for a pro. That's serious business.
What's serious about golf? Give me baseball. That's a man's game.
Well, golf's a pretty popular sport.
Sport. A bunch of characters traipsing around through the weeds looking for a little ball. Hold it, Dunnigan, hold it. If I want a golf ball in the eye, I'll send for you.
Mind if I sit down on your golf course?
No, I haven't seen that.
Rob, you've never caddied before, have you?
Huh.
Well, it looks like you're doing all right, but is there anything I can help you with?
Oh, no, thanks, Dad. Hank told me everything.
Oh, he did? Well, that's fine. You're not nervous about tomorrow, then?
Oh, heck no, Dad. The caddy master was sure glad to see me, and he ought to know what kind of caddy Mr. Donegan wants.
Well, how much they're going to pay you for lugging that guy's baggage all over the meadow?
Whatever Mr. Donegan wants to give me. About $10.
$10, huh? Well, that ought to be enough to buy you 2 butterflies and a net.
Well, I better hit the sack.
Now? It's only 7:30.
Friday night?
He must be sick.
Well, I want to be in good shape. Mr. Donegan and me tee off at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Donegan and I. Good night, Rob.
Oh, night, Dad. Oh, bring me Dad's club, Chip.
Go ahead, Chip. Here. Better take the ball till you'll need that.
Well, I hope everything goes okay for him tomorrow.
Well, what can go wrong?
Well, you know how it is, Bub. Anytime you anticipate that everything's going to be great like Robbie is, lots of things go wrong.
Oh, that's a lot of malarkey. A bunch of fatheads beating a little ball to death all afternoon. What is there to that?
Well, when you put it that way, I guess there's nothing to worry about.
Here you are, Douglas. Here's the rest of Mr. Dunnigan's equipment. Now, you take good care of him.
Yes, sir. Hi, Rob. How's it going?
Oh, hi, Hank.
Hey, are we in the same bunch together?
Threesome, not bunch.
Yeah, I guess we are. Did your dad fix that up, too?
He must have, but I can't figure out how he did it. He's in Pittsburgh this week.
Yeah. Hey, where does this go?
Right there.
Hey, Donnie, you must be expecting Hurricane Hazel, huh?
I think I heard somebody say it might rain.
He's got everything there but a tent. You know, old ladies carry that stuff around the course with them when they're...
Goodbye.
Right away, sir.
Mr. Donegan, I'm your cobby, Randy Duck. I mean, I'm your caddy, Robbie Douglas.
Oh, good. Here, take these.
Are you going to use all these?
Practice balls. Now, if you're going to caddy for me, I want you to respect my wishes.
Well, yes, sir.
I'm a very nervous man. I didn't come here to be criticized by your friends. I came here to play golf.
I'm sorry, sir. I won't...
Furthermore, I don't want any advice from my caddies. I don't want you to tell me what iron to use, or how far it is to the green, or how to putt. I just want you to keep your mouth shut and tote this bag. Are we making music? Well, speak up, boy.
Oh, I can't. You wanted me to keep my mouth shut.
Right. You see this little rabbit's foot?
Yes, sir.
Well, before you give me a club, I want you to give it a little lick with this rabbit's foot for luck. What month are you born in, boy?
June.
June, well, that's good. Gemini's always been lucky for me.
You went into the woods, Mr. Donegan.
Never mind where it went. Just go down there and find that ball.
Yes,
too bad. Well, I must have hit that tree and kicked out.
Mr. Donegan, I...
Don't talk, boy. You'll break our spell of good luck.
But Mr. Donegan...
Yeah, give this a lick with that rabbit's foot.
But Mr. Donegan...
hit that boy right on the flag. Something tells me I'm going to win this man's tournament.
Mr. Donegan. Mr. Donegan? But Mr. Donegan.
Mike, there's a question I got to ask you.
Ask me the question, but take your feet off my bed.
Do you know anything about the rules of golf?
I probably know enough to answer anything you can ask me.
Well, suppose this guy's in a golf tournament, and he hits this ball into the rough. And his caddy, by mistake, of course, accidentally kicks the ball out of the rough into a good lie.
What a stupid caddy.
Oh. Well, the caddy tries to tell him, but the pro just won't let him talk. He makes the shot, he finishes the round, and he comes in first place. Now, what would the official ruling be on that?
Well, they'd disqualify the pro if they found out about it.
And he'd lose the tournament for something he'd never had anything to do with? Well, that doesn't seem very fair.
Well, those are the rules.
Oh, what do you think the caddy ought to do in a case like that?
Well, if I were you, I'd leave town.
Well, I don't think Robbie should leave town, Mike.
How'd you know it was me, Dad?
Oh, I just took a stab at it.
I feel just awful about it, Dad. I don't want Mr. Donegan to lose just because I goofed.
Well, just don't say anything. Keep your mouth shut, nobody will know the difference.
I can't do that, Mike. It wouldn't be honest. And it wouldn't be fair to the other pros in the tournament. Robbie did something wrong, and he's got to come clean.
Well, I tried to tell him about it, Dad, but he's got this silly, superstitious rule that nobody can talk to him while he's playing.
Well, he's not playing now.
Well, I'd be afraid to talk to him anytime. He's got a terrible temper.
Here, I got an idea. Just tell the rules committee. Let them take care of it.
Well, that wouldn't be fair either, Mike. If anybody's going to tell the rules committee, it ought to be Donegan. We've got to tell him personally.
I think Mike's right. I better leave town.
Don't worry about it, Rob. I'll talk to him.
He can be pretty rough, Dad.
So can I, Robbie. Of course, I'll be talking to him on the phone. Is Mr. Donegan back? Well, do you know where I can locate him? I see. Well, thanks very much. Yes, I'm sorry, too. Thank you. Well, he's still not back, and they don't know what time he will be.
What do you want to bother the poor guy for?
Bob, you don't seem to understand. Robbie kicked the ball.
So he kicked the ball. So what? There's probably a lot worse things than that going on around these golf courses.
But this is a tournament, Bob. It wouldn't be fair to the other golfers.
So what's a tournament? How do you know some of the other caddies didn't kick the ball around?
Oh, now, Bob, you can't justify what Rob did with that kind of reasoning.
Well, what are we going to do then, Dad?
Well, I'm going out tonight, but when I get back, I'll try him again. And if I don't get him, I'll go out to the club with you in the morning, and we'll straighten Mr. Donegan out there. And go to bed when Bob tells you. Night.
Well, thanks a lot, Dad.
That's the kind of father I'd like to have.
But I'd like to talk to you about your round.
I never talked to anyone before a match. It's bad luck.
But, Mr. Donegan, this is pretty important.
You don't stop annoying me, I'll have you thrown out. Come on, Caddy, bring my clubs. I think a grown man would have more sense than upset me before an important match.
Yes, sir, you think he would.
Watch out there, man. Don't step on that ball.
No, I won't.
Oh, it's you again. I thought I told you not to bother. Nobody talks to me while I'm playing a match. Marshal, this man's annoying me. I want him removed from the course.
You can't remove me. I have a ticket.
That only allows you to watch, not to talk to the golfers.
But there's something Mr. Donegan ought to know.
Mister, don't make me call the other boys. Come on. Yeah, I'm
calling. Give me my 7-iron, Robbie. Yeah, I got it. Rub it up good with that rabbit's foot. I'm going to knock this one right in that cup.
Look, I have to talk to Mr. Donegan before this match goes any further.
Look, mister, I warn you. I'm little, but I'm pretty good with judo.
I am not interested in your athletic accomplishments.
Shut up out there. Did anybody ever teach you any manners?
We're standing on the 18th green, ladies and gentlemen, awaiting the very exciting finale to this wonderful golf tournament. This is the final threesome, and Danny Donegan is leading by 3 strokes.
Rob, we'll wait for him in the locker room and we'll tell him.
After you won the tournament?
I know it's going to be hard to tell him he has to disqualify himself, but I guess that's what we'll have to do.
Well, you go on ahead, Dad. I'll meet you at the
Oh, park. No. No, we'll do this together. And leave the clubs with the caddy, Master. I don't want to get hit over the head with a sandbag.
Best golfer played the last day. Looks like I'm going to have a good year.
Oh, hi, Robbie.
Hi, Mr. Dunning.
Miss Dunnigan, I'm Robbie's father.
Father? Oh, I'm sorry I yelled at you out on the course, but I'm a very nervous golfer and I can't be distracted. Got a good boy there, Mr. Douglas. I guess you came to be paid, huh, Robbie?
Well...
Never saw a boy who didn't like money. Here you are, $40 caddy fee. Here's a little bonus for you.
Well, thanks a lot, Mr. Donegan.
Don't mention it. You earned every penny of it.
Look, Mr. Donegan.
Dad, maybe we better not tell him.
Tell me what?
I hate to say this to you, Mr. Donegan, especially now that you've won first money, but on the 18th hole yesterday, Robbie accidentally kicked your ball out of the rough.
He accidentally what?
I tried to tell you, but you wouldn't let me talk to you, Mr. Donegan. Don't you remember? You thought the ball hit a tree and kicked out, but...
Do you realize this could get me disqualified from the tournament?
We know that.
Well, who else knows?
Nobody.
The tournament committee, they don't know?
No. And we're not going to tell them. We figured that's up to you.
I'm not saying anything to anybody, and you better keep your mouth shut, too. I'm not giving up $2,200 just because some yokel caddy is a knothead. Look, Douglas, I make my living out on that golf course. I haven't won a tournament in 7 months. And if I'm not up there in the money, I don't eat.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Donegan. You know I didn't do it on purpose.
Sorry. What I ought to do is turn you over my knee and give you a good licking.
I wouldn't try that.
Well, get out of here, both of you.
Oh, Mr. Donegan, gee, we just...
Come on, Ron.
Hello, Dad. Could you wait a minute? I don't deserve that, Mr. Donegan.
Glad they didn't blame you.
They didn't blame me for what?
Well, for kicking the ball out of the rough. Haven't you seen the paper?
Look quick. Donegan disqualifies himself because of caddy's error. It was my fault, said the disheartened golfer. My caddy tried to tell me, but I wouldn't listen.
Well, I did it, Dad.
You know, I had a feeling you would.
Something to eat, Hank?
Well, no thanks, Mr. O'Casey. I just had my breakfast at home.
Well, since when does that make any difference?
Well, maybe I have a little of a scrambled egg, okay?
Sit right down, Annie. The rest
of us. Help yourself to the toast.
Plenty there. Here's mine. There you are.
Well, Robbie, you didn't get your carburetor, but you got $17 worth of experience, didn't you?
Yeah, I guess so, Dad. I think I'm still too young to appreciate it, though.
Well, maybe we can work it out so you get the carburetor anyway.
Boy, I bet Mr. Donegan sure feels terrible.
No, Chip. Something tells me he feels pretty good right now.
Well, of course he does.
He's relieved himself from a great load. It's like taking a rock off his back. Well, he would have gone through the rest of his life with a terrible guilt complex, which would have affected his golf playing and anything else he tried to do in life. There's a whole chapter about it in my psychology book.
Stay tuned for another episode of My Three Sons, as this twice as nice morning continues here on TV Land.
Thank you.